welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Capital City Cavaliers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley. I'm sitting here with Kyle McAravey of the News Tribune, and before Kyle and I start to discuss things this week, let's listen to a little bit of Kyle's conversation with Cavaliers head coach Joe Collier.
Well, Coach, congrats on getting the first win of the season. Had a chance to kind of look back at the tape. On a second look, did anything about your guys' performance kind of jump out at you?
Well, as the game went on, we settled in and guys really paid attention to their assignment, their alignment, their technique, and as the game went on, as we settled in, I think the reason why we were successful play by play is the adjustments we were trying to make for ourselves to do things the right way.
You know, defensively, you guys had a lot of success last week that took a little bit longer last year to get into that level of defensive success. What do you think is kind of leading to you guys having that extra step as you enter the year successful on the defensive side?
Really trying to learn from the previous year. You know, as you grow, as we grow as a coaching staff, as we grow as a program, we're really looking at tape and really just trying to see how we can get better the previous year. And as a coaching staff, we don't want to be the reason why we're not moving to that next step. And so we're trying to coach up a little bit better, and we're trying to figure out ways to get these guys to understand what we're trying to do. And they're trying to figure out what we're trying to do and just try a little harder with gaining the perspective and understanding too.
And then, you know, you're going from a team that the program had never played before to a team that, you know, you guys have played more than anyone else the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Are you taking much out of those, you know, four matchups over 2 years as you go into this week? Or is it, you know, new team, new season, just starting the process over, looking ahead to this week?
Well, we have a healthy understanding who we're playing. And we're not looking just because Battle, you know, lost a game the previous week. We're not thinking, oh, they're, you know, this is an easy target here. They play really hard. They're big, physical, athletic young men. And so we're going to have our hands full, and we have to understand that and get ourselves mentally to play that football game. So, you know, we take into this week that Battle's going to be a really good challenge for us.
And then, you know, a couple of these games against Battle the last couple of years have been a little weird, you know, back and forth.
Right.
What are you looking at that's going to be kind of the key to you guys, you know, coming out strong and getting win number two this season?
Well, just what I stated before, you know, as a program, have we learned from the previous years? And I think that, you know, what made last year the first game difficult is the 9 fumbles and 4 touchdowns from those turnovers. And, you know, hopefully we've learned from that, and we try our best not to let those things happen again, and then kind of take care of business on our end and see what happens.
All right, that was Cavaliers head coach Joe Collier. And Kyle, I guess, you know, everybody wants to start the season off with a win, and they certainly did that. I mean, to the tune of 45-7 against Carl Junction. So it sounds like everything must have been working pretty well last week for the Cavaliers.
Yeah, you know, the first play didn't quite look the way the Cavaliers would want. But the first game, the rest of the way, absolutely did. You fumble a pitch on the first play from scrimmage, kind of gives you the feeling of like, oh no, are we doing this again?
right.
And then the rest of the game, just incredibly efficient offensively and defensively, very impressive just overall performance against a team that they'd never seen before.
Right. You know? Yeah.
So overall, fantastic start to the season.
Well, and yeah, you know, you bring it up, and it is one of those things where we have seen the Cavaliers at times be like, you know, the first fumble turns into a second, turns into a third, turns into a fourth, and sometimes they overcome it, and then sometimes they don't, and sometimes you go, why are we even putting ourselves in this position? Just the fact that they were able to get that ironed out probably had to be a sense of relief for the team after a certain point that it didn't snowball.
Absolutely, and you know, you get the pitch trying to go outside first play on kind of a speed option instead of the triple option, and then after that, you kind of go back to what the Cavaliers do really well, which the next play from scrimmage was a should have been a 68 or maybe more than 78 yard Jalen Thomas touchdown that got called back to like a 59 yard gain because of a block in the back very late. Okay. It was like, okay, so we're going to be all right. He just broke one up the middle that could have been an immediate touchdown answer. Right. Took an extra three or four plays before he punched it in.
Sure.
The first of his five. Right. And yeah, it I think that next drive kind of really set the tone of like, no, it's going to be fine. We just get back to focusing up, holding on to the ball.
Well, and it's one of those things where, you know, you hate to say that these are becoming commonplace or pedestrian, but you almost look at it and go, when you hear Jalen Thomas had, you know, 220 yards rushing and five touchdowns, you go, yeah, I kind of expect that at this point. It's ridiculous that we expect that at this point.
He's just an incredibly impressive player.
Right.
I mean, you know, five touchdowns matches his career high, which he set week one last season against Warrensburg. 220, I think, was like the fifth time he's gone over 200, with the other four all being last year. Never went over 200 as a freshman, but was close a few times.
Right, right.
And then I think his career high last year was like 289, something around there.
Right.
Almost reached 300 twice. But yeah, I mean, it happens all the time.
Right.
How many times have I written into a story that he had more than one touchdown of more than 50 yards?
Right.
Or, you know, he broke a couple of runs of more than 60 yards or, you know, whatever happens. He just is running away from guys all the time. I think what was different a little bit about this one, last year, 2 years ago, the speed and the kind of elusiveness, the agility has always been there, always been incredibly impressive. He was able to bounce off tacklers a little bit more.
Okay.
He's always been like pretty good at kind of plowing, especially last year, at like plowing through a tackle. He bounced off a couple and was able to keep his feet through stumbling and, you know, get back up to speed very quickly in a way that was looked a little improved from last season, is the way to put it, where, you know, if you're adding in extra stuff where he's able to break tackles, extra ways that he's able to stay on his feet, like, that's only going to be more and more impressive as the year goes.
So I guess, you know, the big thing is that, you know, you get the easy victory just in terms of the scoreboard. The first question, though, is, okay, so because it becomes so easy, how much did we actually learn about them from last week? So just in terms of maybe any preseason questions that we had, we probably didn't get everything answered last week, I'm guessing.
No, not really. It kind of, I think I mentioned a couple of times leading up to the game, I wasn't expecting a lot of opening up of the offense immediately, even though kind of we talked about it. They're on maybe an extra step or two farther into the offensive development this year than the last couple of years. According to quarterback Evan Schaefer, after the game, they kind of wanted to get into a little bit more of the passing game, a little bit more of an opening up the, you know, perimeter run game.
Sure.
But, you know, when your first run play up the middle almost goes for a 70-yard touchdown, and you're having as much success as they were, it's kind of like, well, let's just do this and win by a lot.
Right, right.
And, you know, we can continue working on that and use it when we need it in the future.
Guess the next chance to maybe do some of that comes tonight. The Kevlers go on the road. They're playing tonight at 7 at Battle. So I guess the question is what do we think this game holds in terms of, do we see that, or is this because, you know, Battle's normally tough, it's normally a hard-fought game, do you maybe just have to, for one more week, just stick with your bread and butter and do the things that you do best and not worry about, let's diversify stuff at this point?
When I asked Coach Collier if he was expecting any kind of differences in the offensive scheme this week versus previous Battle matchups, because, you know, this will be the fifth time the Capital City and Battle have matched up in the last 2 years.
Right.
And the two previous regular season matchups, at least, have been pretty weird games. And, you know, he said the difference he hoped wasn't going to be schematic differences on offense, but more, you know, last season, the reason that was a big, you know, a weird game and Capital City needed a two-touchdown comeback in the last 6 minutes was because they fumbled 10 times.
Right.
And gave up, I think, 6 or 7 of those. So, you know, the difference is if you hold on to the ball and, you know, try not to give up the big plays on defense.
Right.
Those become much less weird games.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where you're in control a lot more.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of where he wants, where Coach Collier wants the difference to be in this year's matchup versus, you know, trying to open up the offense more necessarily.
So Battle is coming in at 0-1. They lost their opener 34-14 at North Kansas City. So I guess the natural inclination goes, okay, you know, are they maybe the Battle of the last couple years, or are they a step down, or do we still not know at this point? I'm always kind of more overcautious to try to make any sort of decisions after 1, 2, maybe even 3 or 4 weeks sometimes, because you're still figuring it out. But I guess what does maybe this, you know, does that season opening loss tell us anything?
Well, so if you look back, last year was a pretty rough year for Battle,
right? You
know, wins and losses wise, I think they ended 3-7. But also you brought in Coach Matt Herman, I think Matt is his first name, I'm pretty sure, about 2 weeks before the season started.
Right.
So at that point, you're just kind of playing catch up.
Sure.
All season. I think having a year to kind of work with the guys, implement the systems he wants to run, all of that stuff, it should be an improvement off of last year. I did watch the game film from their North Kansas City matchup. It didn't look incredible, okay, but they were certainly able to move the ball. They're going to try to, you know, it's a very zone running scheme with, you know, a very good back in Chris Brown, who they also like to wildcat with, and that led to one of their touchdowns in the matchup against North Kansas City. He broke a wildcat run up the middle for like a 65-yard score or something like that. So they are able to effectively run the ball at times, and the passing game looked like it, you know, maybe needs another week or two to get the timing quite right.
Okay.
But, you know, if they hit on that and are able to run the ball, then it could be, you know, a pretty improved team from last season.
Sure. Everybody always wants to come out of every game healthy, but the most important kind of ones are, let's not interrupt any flow we've got building early on. So how did last week go in terms of just the overall, you know, getting out unscathed the last week?
All I really saw during the game was a couple of cramps, which it's week one.
Sure.
That's going to happen.
Right.
Didn't see any injuries, you know, needing help off the field or anything like that. And
good
then
enough.
No update when I was talking to Coach Collier about it. So I think Capital City's pretty good to go following week one.
Okay. Guess that gets us to the prediction point of the podcast. And I'll just ask you flat out, who wins tonight and by how much?
You know, I was pretty impressed with, after that first play, Capital City's focusing on maintaining possession.
Right, sure.
Versus the first game or two the last couple of years and how much farther along that looks. And I do think if they're able to, you know, not give Battle 4 or 5 short fields,
right,
then I think Capital City will have a bit better control of this game overall. So I'll say Cavaliers 35-21.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Kyle McAravey, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune, and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Kyle McAravey on Twitter at Kyle_McAravey, McAravey. Thanks for listening.